Good morning, a Monday, snowy Monday morning. We're with Ken Lovett. He's the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, as the cold breeze blows for Democrats around the country and in New York after the election of Donald Trump, I see your column today deals with Governor Andrew Cuomo, who talked about Donald Trump with union leaders and donors at a gathering.
Yeah, the governor basically talked about his fears of a Trump presidency. He talked about being unified and working together and how New York, especially its federal delegation, could wind up being in a key position to try and block things from happening in Washington. He said he reached out to California's governor and said they really need to work together, both the state and the federal delegations, to try and stop some of Trump's stuff. And he said, well, some good things could happen, like investment in infrastructure that would help New York. He warned that he thinks things like Medicaid and HUD funding for the state cities could really be in jeopardy and in peril.
Also, what was not mentioned in the meeting, but sort of hovering underneath, is the idea that Governor Andrew Cuomo, he says he would run for a third term or even a chance to run for president in 2020.
Well, certainly, either option, he's going to need unions to help him, especially if he wants to run nationally. The last thing he needs is the unions working against him in a Democratic primary. So he brought together not only unions that he's worked closely with since taking office in 2011, like the healthcare workers and the hotel trades, but also he brought in the teachers' unions, which he's been warring with as 2 years ago he was warring with the teachers. So he brought them all in, talked about unity and things they can accomplish together.
Your thoughts on a $25 million settlement for the Trump University fraud case negotiated by New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman?
Yeah, look, Trump had vowed that he was not going to settle. This $25 million settles two class action lawsuits in California, plus a $40 million fraud lawsuit that Schneiderman brought back in 2013. Trump had vowed never to settle. He called Schneiderman a lightweight. He tried to embarrass him publicly on Twitter and elsewhere, but now as President-elect Trump, he wanted to get it off the table, seemingly. A trial was going to be starting in California for one of the class action lawsuits the Monday after Thanksgiving, so next Monday, in which Trump was expected to have to testify. So this settlement, if approved by the judge, would really get rid of the possibility that the President-elect, who probably has a lot more important things on his plate right now, would have to be embarrassed by testifying about it in a fraud trial about his defunct university.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, kind enough to join us on Monday mornings, and because I won't see you until afterwards, happy Thanksgiving to you, Ken, and your family, of course, to all our listeners, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Be well.